Association of Farm Credits in the state are sponsoring it. And then we also work with WAMP, which is the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. So the process is those people will enter a state fair competition that occurred in late June, and there'll be a grand and reserve champion of every food item, whether it's summer sausage or ham, what have you. And then WAMP donates those to the foundation for auction. And that relationship is in its 23rd year.
And these are some top-notch artisans, aren't they?
These are the best of the best, literally. I mean, to this competition, we probably had about 15 to 20 artisans in every category. And what is interesting is there's always about five or seven companies who invariably are repeat winners, maybe in a different category. But every year we get about two or three new ones who, they were able to displace a long-term person. But the quality of the product is literally the best in the United States.
Who does the judging?
The judging is coordinated by the University of Wisconsin Meat Products Lab and Jeff Sindler over there. And then he will take about four or five veterans of the meat industry, whether they are retired people who are past inspectors or meat purchasers, but people who have a career in understanding what makes a good ham a good ham.
And how many different categories?
We will have seven this year, ranging everything from beef jerky being dry to hams to summer sausage and different types of meat products in between.
And besides the individual categories, there's an overall winner as well, isn't there?
Correct. At the end of the evening, this is kind of a capstone event for the competitors. The last item we will auction off in the evening will be the best of show. And so they'll have a number of individual winners, and then the judges select the supreme winner that represents, quite frankly, the best of anything produced as a meat product in Wisconsin.
And the guys that are participating, not only do they participate in the contest, but they're at the auction as well, aren't they?
Correct. They've been several of them turn around and are very loyal supporters of 4-H and the 350,000 4-H youth around the state. But in addition to them, there's always many other bidders who are there to simply support Wisconsin's 4-H youth.
Talk about the businesses that do get involved, that come to the auction and there to buy and support the 4-H.
Well, I'll give you an example. Probably the best example I have is a gentleman. He owns Hartman Sand and Gravel. It's Rich and Evie Rathke, and they've been there every year for 23 years. And they had 4-H in their blood when they were kids. And as they became successful business people, they've never lost their affection to support Wisconsin's youth. And every year Hartman Sand and Gravel is there, and every year Hartman Sand and Gravel walks away with a winner.
Yes, and they would pay a lot for it.
Yes. These are very this is a very expensive dinner when you eat this.
But it's enjoyable.
And the winning bids will get as high as $7,000 to $10,000 for grand champion items.
Now let's talk a bit about on the other end. Of course, this is all to benefit the 4-H Foundation. And what are some of the things the foundation's involved in?
The broad goal of the foundation is to transfer money over to the extension program. The extension runs the actual programs, whether it's dairy or shooting sports or the different things STEM with science, technology, and the like. Our goal is to help close gaps between what funds they get available from government. Last year, we transferred over in excess of $120,000 as a gift to the extension, and every year we like to see that gift to extension grow.
Now, the auction is Tuesday night, August 5th, at the fair, the Case IH Coliseum.
Yeah, this year for the first time, it is an open event to the public. We've had an ongoing goal to get there, and then it took about the last three, 4 years, simply for, you can imagine, the logistics of the state fair to work through their schedule. So it's a process we started on about 18 months ago. But we really wanted to open up the event to a much broader public, because there's a lot of people who've said, man, we would have loved to have supported youth. We, quite frankly, didn't even know the event existed. Anyone can walk in the door that evening. It's $30 to be part of the event. The governor will be there. It's the governor's Blue Ribbon Meat Products auction. Besides being in the Coliseum for the first time, which we're very excited about, we'll have a level of excitement. There'll be the Clements Racing Sausages will be mingling around the crowd. There'll be music and food and beverage to go with that. There'll be a hall of past champion winners. So at the end of the day, it's not only a philanthropic event, but it's also just a fun evening. And so this year we're very excited to get it into a much more public setting, and quite frankly, it's linked to this year is the 100th anniversary of 4-H in the state. And so we have also reserved Tuesday, August 5th at the State Fair's Wisconsin 4-H Day in total. So there will be a number of different activities going on in the Central Square and throughout the day, and then the auction will be the capstone event.
And your goal for the sale this year?
This year we're hoping to raise $125,000 that evening. Again, it's all about supporting the youth. We have 350,000 youth in the state, 20,000 adult volunteers. It's the largest youth support organization in the state, and we certainly appreciate anyone who is like-minded to come down and participate in this year's event. It'll be a very exciting 23rd year.